Hello, Carol speaking.
Hi, sweetie. It's Dad here. How are you, love?
Oh, Dad, lovely to hear your voice. I'm doing all right. A bit worn out, though. The heat's been dreadful, and my feet swell up from being on them all day.
You've got to look after yourself, love. Put those feet up whenever you can. And Ernie's helping out, is he?
He is, Dad. He even did the washing on Saturday and helped me clean up. I try to keep the flat tidy each day, but it's good to have him pitching in. He's taking 2 weeks off when the baby comes. Full pay. Can you believe husbands get paternity leave these days?
That's a good thing. You need all the help you can with three little ones and another on the way.
Yes, Linda and Susan are keeping busy with school, and Tina, well, she's such a good baby. Sleeps twice a day, eats everything I give her. She's even on to the preschooler dinners now. Spaghetti and meatballs, egg custard, the lot. And she's growing fast, already 19 pounds.
Sounds like you've got a little troop there. And how's Susan getting on at school?
She still likes it. Linda, too. She's got swimming lessons tomorrow. They'll both be thrilled when I tell them you might come over with Mum. Their eyes just light up when I say Dad might be visiting.
Well, I'll do my best. I'd love nothing more than to see you all, meet little Tina properly, and of course, the new bub when he or she arrives.
That mean the world to us, Dad. And don't worry about where to stay. We've got a new divan bed, comfy as anything. I've sorted out beds for Mum, too. The girls would gladly sleep on a mattress on the floor if it meant you and Mum had a proper bed.
You always think of everyone else first, love. And how are you holding up at night?
That's the hard part. I can't seem to sleep. The other night, I was so exhausted, I just dropped off on the lounge before I could drink my tea. Ernie and Linda looked after Tina and let me sleep. Best sleep I've had in weeks.
You need more of that. Don't run yourself ragged. Remember, you've got another little one on the way.
I know, Dad. Only 12 weeks to go, and we'll see if it's a grandson or granddaughter. I'm keeping up with milk, veggies, and meat, so I'm getting the vitamins. I just get so hot and run down some days.
Well, you're doing a marvelous job, love. Your mom and I are proud of you. We'll get over there as soon as we can. Give my love to Ernie and the kids.
Thanks, Dad. That means a lot. We'd really love to see you soon. Love to Mum, too.
All right, sweetheart. I'll let you rest. You take care of yourself and those little ones.
Bye, Dad. Love you.